All right. It's medication time. Time for another Dr. Varga podcast. My name is Dr. Varga. In this episode, I'm going to be reviewing the WWE pay-per-view that was called The Big Event, which took place in 1986, August 28th. And it was at Exhibition Stadium outside in Toronto, Ontario. It had 64,000 fans. This was something I found on WWE Network. So I thought it was quite interesting to watch. So I figured I'd talk about that. I watched the whole show. I thought it was pretty good. Let me go over the matches. There were 11 matches. And I'm going to go over each one. First one, the Killer Bees defeated Jimmy Jack Funk and Hoss Funk. This was a pretty quick opener. I thought it was quite interesting that see the Funks on there, with the, especially with Jimmy Hart being the manager. But yeah, this was a pretty good match. Then the next match was even better. It was a magnificent Don Morocco against Haku, who was a King Tonga at the time, but he was transitioning from King Tonga to Haku during this match. And they ended up fighting to a 20-minute time limit draw. This was pretty good. I liked this match. This was probably one of my two or three favorite matches on the entire show. It was entertaining to watch, and it went a long time, and the crowd was into it. It was pretty good. Then came a quick little match to get over Ted Arcidi. He defeated Tony Guerrero by submission in like less than 3 minutes. It was pretty quick. Not too much there. it was pretty good overall for what it was. It got over the purpose, which was making Arcidi look like a monster, which it did. And then the next match was fun to watch. It was short, but it was very fun. Junkyard Dog defeated Adrian Adonis, the adorable one. Man, it's an Adrian Adonis, man. Dude's entertaining, man. Especially when he had that gimmick. Oh my goodness, it was like adorable Adrian Street. And that's like old school wrestling, man. I'm being serious. That was fun as hell. I'm not kidding. I mean, it wish it would have gone a little bit longer, but it was fun to watch. Now, next one is Dirty Dick Slater defeating Iron Mike Sharp. This is a much better match than you would be expecting, especially considering Iron Mike Sharp was like a perennial jobber who like lost like every match. But this was actually one of the better matches on the show. I was quite impressed. Then came the six-man tag team match, which was won by Bobby the Brain Heenan, my favorite manager ever, King Kong Bundy, and Big John Studd. They defeated the Machines, Super Machine and Big Machine, and then the Captain Lou Albano. And this wasn't as good as you'd think it would be. Heenan fighting Lou Albano was the best part. So I'll just leave it at that. Then came a match that had particular interest to me, and I was quite interested in. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat defeated Jake the Snake Roberts in a snake pit match. This is probably my favorite match on the whole show. It was like crazy. There's all kinds of, they were like fighting on the floor. I mean, it just went all over the place. It was just fun to watch. And plus, they're two of the greatest wrestlers of all time, so that also helped. So overall, pretty good match. Then Billy Jack Haynes defeated Hercules Hernandez. And this was a match that kind of precipitated their WrestleMania 3 match about 6 months later. But this is before Hercules was with Bobby the Brain Heenan. So this is just kind of like a precursor to that, because that's what really set it up. So this is just kind of a preview of coming attractions. But it was pretty good. Then came the other match. One of the other matches I thought was really good. The Fabulous Rougeau Brothers defeated the Dream Team. This was like the second longest match on the show, but it was fun. There was like a lot of action going on, quick tags. The Rougeaus looked good. They got put over. Dream Team kind of hitting on a downward trend after losing the tag titles to the British Bulldogs. Overall, pretty good match. I liked it. This was definitely a match I'd recommend watching. That one and the Haku Morocco one and then the main event were probably the three best matches. And, of course, Steamboat and Jake the Snake Roberts. They had four good matches on there. Actually, five, you include Dick Slater and Myron Mike Sharp. So basically, half the matches I thought were really, really good. And then the other half were just there. Like the next one, Harley Race defeated Pedro Morales. That was only like 3 minutes long, but it was fun seeing like the legends go at it. Because they both, these guys are both like former world champions, like two of the best wrestlers of all time. So that made it fun to watch. And then lastly, Hulk Hogan defeated Paul Orndorff with Bobby the Brain Heenan by disqualification in the WWE Championship match main event. And the crowd was hot into this. Orndorff versus Hogan was like the feud of the year that year. And it's pretty obvious why. It was definitely the reason why the crowds were drawn to that match. And it was just quite entertaining. And then it led up, this continued a feud, and it just led up to the infamous steel cage match where they, Hogan and Orndorff basically simultaneously left the cage. And then it was restarted, and Hogan ended up winning. But that was what the follow-up to this. So it was quite interesting. And then what's funny is the whole Machine feud against Bobby Heenan that led up to Andre the Giant fighting Hulk Hogan for the title at WrestleMania 3, which is probably the biggest match of all time. And then it also was the setup for Hercules and Billy Jack Haynes for WrestleMania 3. So that's how they set up that going on. And yeah, so that was a pretty good overall show. I highly recommend watching. Okay, Kings Without Crowns podcast, recording again on Sunday. Myself, Sir William, Dreadful, Ben Hur, Kentucky Colonel, Nurse Nikki, and Jared Estrada. Peace out, peeps. Have a good one.